This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As well as Mick Jagger can, right? I could be just like Mick. I don't want to be just like him because he's too skinny. But I never have understood why women so like these skinny rockers. What do they have that I don't have? I can rock and roll with the best of them. Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. It'll go down in history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, 7 after the hour. This is a good day program. Appears to be Tuesday, the 6th of February, and on the 6th of February, a number of years ago, one of the ladies who's been associated with this program for a long time was born. So it's about time. I don't think I've pulled a stunt like this for a while. James, why don't you dial up Ms. Horn's number and see if she answers. She could be in the shower, she could be most anywhere, but I think it would be appropriate for us to wish her a happy birthday. So as we hang, I've been over the years an expert in dialing people and having them hang up on me, having swear at me. I'm talking about on the air much as anything else.
But she'll see who's calling,
and so we'll see if there is some. I mean, at this time, it's time for everybody to be up everywhere anyway, right?
Will she recognize the number calling?
I don't know. If she doesn't answer, we'll sing her happy birthday anyway. What the heck? I would say that she's not going to answer, I'm guessing, at this point.
Available at the moment. Please leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
She's
Thanks.
Still on vacation?
No. It's not
no?
On vacation. No. All right, did the thing go beep, James, yet? Time for us? Okay. Happy birthday
to
yeah,
you.
You, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, lady. Happy birthday.
Jennifer.
Yeah, queen.
To you.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. See what you missed by not picking up the phone?
Love you.
Bye-bye. Okay, takes care of that. We've done another fine job. Taking care of the needs. We're here to take care of everybody's needs. Right. We did, as a matter of fact. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see the story here in Massachusetts that's making news. We kind of fiddle around. If Jennifer had picked up the phone, I would have talked to her about all the rain. Wow. Well, the rains continue and the flooding, the mudslides. Oy. Man, I get that story from my children who live on the west side of the hill. Jennifer lives on the east side of the hill, and it's just as bad. We call the hill, I always call it the hill, the 405 goes up and over and then down to the 101. And those of you familiar with Los Angeles County know exactly what I'm talking about. But the weather actually is a whole lot different sometimes in the valley than it is over on the west side. It is like temperature-wise and what makes it over the mountain in terms of snow. Because the mountains are right there. When you, that's the most interesting thing. You drive out the, let's say you go out the 10 or you go out the 110 and you're looking ahead 40, 50, 60 miles. You can see the caps of the mountains. That's why they call it the L.A. Basin, because on this side, the west side of the mountains is where the, you know, everybody wants to live. Millions, 14 million people, I think, live in that basin. But you go up into Big Bear and those places, you can drive there in an hour and a half and you have 3 feet of snow. It's really kind of a very interesting.
It's cool when you think about you can go surfing in the morning and be skiing or
skiing
snowboarding
in
the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so now to compare and contrast what's going on either coast. Now, this is a celebration of winter. A bunch of Canadian artists came to Boston over the weekend to put together an art installation. And they have a walking exhibit called Winter Active. And it's really, I think it's an idea that maybe I'm sharing it with you because a lot of towns, as I drove across upstate New York, I was in Rochester this weekend, and you drive through the, you know, the hills, the mountains over there. What a great thing to do. I'd forgotten how big Rochester actually is. It's a big city. And this would be a perfect thing for the folks there. Wherever there's a cold weather sort of atmosphere, this is good. This kind of art thing is kind of a cool thing for the wintertime. So anyway, there are, yeah, lots of very interesting. I was in downtown Boston yesterday, and I happened to see a couple of these. I was on Washington Street, for example, and they have a couple of this. It's street art. That's basically what it is. So anyway, there's different sculptures telling different stories. Some of them are good. Some of them are a little far out, a little way, actually way out. But the clown has its place.
Like giant clown heads that are between buildings and like an alleyway. Those kind of cool, kind of creepy. I like the guitar. Almost kind of like it's in the ground. Like this giant guitar that people could actually crawl up, and then the unicorn in a giant frosted glass box.
Yeah. All right. So that's that. One of the things that bothered me yesterday was the end of the line announced by Dick Wolf of Sam Waterston being associated with the Law & Order franchise. He's been involved with it. I happen to watch an old Law & Order when he was like 30 years younger than he is now. In his 50s, and how he looks now, he looks like he's 82, because that's what he is. And he thinks that it's, you know, it doesn't fit. Who would be a district attorney still at the age of 82? Kind of the same thing that's going on with Blue Bloods, another one of my favorite shows. Selleck is 81, I think, and he says, I'm too old to be the police commissioner, how are we going to do this? And so he says, I think I just need to go. And so that has brought about the cancellation of the program.
But you would think that the character can retire in the position while still being a character on the program. There could still be something where, like, they're involved or they become a consultant or... There's always a way to keep going. I feel like it's more than anything, the actor just wants to... They're just tired of the role, maybe. They want to go to something else or they just want to stop altogether.
I think what has happened, because they shoot this in New York, he has a big ranch in the San Fernando Valley. It's up the 101 in Calabasas, I think. So he goes back and forth all the time. And I remember talking to Dan Florek, who was the captain on the Law & Order SVU series. I met him, not to be a name dropper, but Christopher Maloney, from the Law & Order franchise, had a house next to mine in California, and he used to invite me to his house for Christmas parties and that sort of thing. And I remember meeting Dan Florek and talking to him, because he lived in that neighborhood, and every week he'd get on a plane, he'd fly to New York and do the 3 or 4 days of shoots that were necessary, and then come back and forth. And after having done it for, 30 years or whatever the heck it was, he said, you know what, I've had enough of this. And so that has happened with a lot of people who are actors, who live in Los Angeles, but the shows that they're in are shot in New York City. So, that's, you know, Sam Waterston has said he's going to leave. As a matter of fact, I think this week he's shooting his last episode. So for those of you who are like me, that like the Law & Order franchise, this would be kind of a sad moment. But time marches on, as they say. We were earlier today talking about this bipartisan border deal, which on the face of it seems to have a lot of support. But our friend Mr. Trump has started making a lot of noise about it. If I were president, I'd do this. So he's been grinding away at the House Republicans and telling them not to vote. This is a bad deal. Don't do it. When I'm president, I'll really fix the problem. So it looks like the deal is on the brink of defeat. It was, what is it, captured from the jaws of victory? Now, because Trump doesn't like it, these people are running away and hiding. What a bunch of cowards. Right? Do something instead of nothing. And Trump and his foolishness, the border thing, it needs to be handled with aplomb. But to just kill it because you want to be the one who fixes it when you're president is ego on top of ego on top of inexcusable ego. So take a step at one step. This at least slows down the problem. Yeah, sure, it's the Democrats and the president who have created the problem for the most part. But on the other hand, why, you know, you just be so self-serving is really pretty annoying, frankly. It's irresponsible. Fix it. Do something. Don't do nothing. And that's where I am. College basketball player had a wig on. This lady, this is a women's college basketball team, mm-hmm. and they're playing, it's Ole Miss versus South Carolina. And the women got a bit physical on the court, and one of the players found herself on the floor. When she hit the floor, she had a wig on, and it flew off of her head. So the rest of the women on the court surrounded her so that she could fix it before she continued with the game. I would think that would be dangerous to wear a wig in an active basketball game, wouldn't you?
No, because a lot of them are pretty secured on. What brought this one off, it's not like it just fell off. She fell to the ground, and then the player who had the ball kind of tripped over her and accidentally stepped on the hair and then slid. And like, her foot kind of accidentally like pulled it off of her hair, off of her head. All of the players, both teams, they just immediately stopped, surrounded her, gave her her privacy so she could get herself fixed up. There's another video that went viral kind of similar to this where it was a soccer match, and one of the soccer players, her hijab came off, and all of them just circled around her, gave her her privacy so she could get herself back together, and then they continued. I mean, this is an example of what athletics and sportsmanship is truly about. We've seen videos like this all the time, or marathon runners who there's two neck and neck, and one is about to cross the finish line, and her legs just give out, and so the other one, who could easily go up ahead and then take the win, take the first place prize, ends up helping this other runner-up and helping them across the finish line. Or we see this with T-ball, or not T-ball, but baseball, where somebody gets injured and an opponent helps them, you know, get the home run.
Yep. Well, it's an interesting world. I was just trying to picture and imagine. I didn't see the video, but it sounds like something that would get a lot of attention for sure. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can...
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Spraying around. Say that again, Doug. Spraying around. There's my... Can't seem to open my mouth without you and I both getting congested.
I know.
All right, 23 and change after the hour. It's a good day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Social Media Focus, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. If you want to protect your home and your auto, do it smart. Do it the smart way. Be smart about it and do smart. It's the adverb is smartly. Do it smartly. You'll save a lot of money. It's smart to bundle. You can get a quote right now by going to progressive.com. All right, so Lenny Kravitz is in our focus here of all the trending items on social media in the celebrity department. Lenny says, quote, he was fortunate that she was on television, that is his mother, and his mother's name was connected to a well-known weatherman. So we're going to unwrap that mystery right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
A lot of noise here. Lenny Kravitz is talking about the old TV show The Jeffersons. His mother's name was Roxy Roker. And yes, she was related to Al Roker. I think you told me they were first cousins, Jay. Did you tell me
they're,
that?
They're second cousins. Yes.
Yeah, so, second cousins. Kissing
yeah,
cousins.
Yeah, Roxy is Al's cousin, second cousin once removed, and I believe that makes Lenny a second cousin twice removed.
Got it. Anyway, he likes watching her. He misses her. She was on the Jeffersons. And so she was married to the producer, I believe, of the Jeffersons, a guy named Sly Kravitz, right? Sylvester Kravitz. And so he is talking about this for whatever the reason. Mother died a long time ago, breast cancer. And he says, I'm very fortunate she was on television because when I need to, I just find an episode of the Jeffersons and watch her. Wow, that is kind of cool when you think about it, right? She played Helen Willis.
Yeah. And they always say when you lose a loved one, the first memory or the first something to go is the voice. You almost forget what someone sounds like. And the fact that he can go back and listen to his mom, see his mom, that's just great.
You know, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Can you remember those of us whose parents have passed on? Can you remember what your mother's voice sounded like? That's a great exercise, having you inspire me that way by picking it out here or picking it from him. I think that's my father's voice. I can remember my father's voice, but I don't really remember my mother's voice. Isn't that interesting? But think about all of you. Think about your parents and maybe even your grandparents. I can remember my grandfather sounded like on my mother's side, but I don't remember. I guess I can't remember my grandmother as well. So, yeah, what a great, this is an inspiration in fact. Lenny Kravitz, thinking about his mother. Thank you. That was good exercise. Now 28 after on Good Day.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Any form of technology can be a double-edged sword, and defenders of freedom and facts must always maintain vigilance. Radio is no different. During its first century, radio has stepped forward on the side of democracy as a vehicle and champion for human rights more often than not. One of the keys to radio's ability to provide a vigilance against human rights violations has been its structural diversity as an institution composed of both large and small organizations, from major national government and corporate giants to small mom-and-pop operations, marching to the beat of their own drummers in service to the people whom they know very well within the reach of their signals. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Governor Kathy Hochul accusing Republicans of opposing a bipartisan immigration deal in bad faith.
The only thing standing in the way is that the House Republicans refuse to take action. They don't want there to be a resolution because they want to keep the chaos going.
Monday, Hochul said U.S. senators on both sides of the aisle have come together with a landmark immigration reform package. This as New York continues to deal with challenges from waves of new immigrant arrivals. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson Johnson has argued the immigration reform compromise legislation is inadequate and does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans. A recent study in JAMA Neurology suggests adopting healthy habits can combat cognitive decline even in individuals showing signs of dementia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Snickers satisfies.
Uh-huh. Betty White, God love her.
She was a national treasure.
Oh, my God, she was amazing in so many different ways. And was just herself. That's the beauty of it all. She was, Betty White played Betty White. Betty White was a very Very interesting, engaging lady, let's put it that way. And that commercial from the Super Bowl, man, that was a lot of fun. All right, so we have these references that want to sort of bring ourselves into focus with the game and the advertising and all that good stuff. So we continue. This is a good day program. It is the 6th of February, right? Or is it the 7th? What's today?
It's the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Life, when I came back and sit down, I often sing or when we're talking before we go on the air, Jay and James and I, I sat down when I heard I was thinking about life. Life is but a dream. Shaboom, shaboom. You know, that sort of stuff just goes
song.
Into my head. It is, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it really focuses on how life was meant to be lived. Curiosity is what keeps us alive. Curious, being curious about all kinds of things, right? You know, how to play, how to win, how to work, how to love, how to be satiated when you're hungry, that kind of stuff, right? Never, ever, ever, for whatever the reason, turn your back on life and the curious things that go on in your life. Everybody's curious. Innately, it's a human thing to be curious, but maybe not so much human. My dog, your dog, sniffing around, they're very curious, right? They stick their nose into things, even sometimes when they shouldn't, because they're curious as to what are we seeing? What are we smelling? What are we hearing? Right? Yeah. So, all right. So what did you say to me, James?
Curiosity kills the cat.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. It's life. Shaboom.
Life would be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life would be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open with me to get boom. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding
dong. How'd you be in a bad mood? Now listen to this kind of stuff, right? All right, so let's spoil the mood. Let's talk about the weather. There's a lot of extreme weather. Global warming, look out! Yesterday in Los Angeles, there were 120 mudslides, according to my daughter. Soggy dirt, debris, all of these hillside neighborhoods. Most everybody knows how many houses, especially Malibu up the PCH, are built. Well, over on the other side of the hill, too. There are homes that are built on stilts. And they're built into the side of these hills and mountains. So now, even with a small amount of rain, more damage could be caused in these hillside residents. There's a national disaster area there. There's hundreds of thousands of people don't have power still. So there's that. This is all about El Nino intensifying the situation to the point where the National Weather Service yesterday said they're going to change the categorization of hurricanes because they want you to be scared of the scariest hurricanes. So it used to be Category 1 was like a wind 40 miles an hour, big deal. Category 2 was 50, 55 mile an hour winds, rain, yep, okay, no big deal. Category 3, 80 mile an hour winds, and maybe, you know, it's a little more damage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then you go up to Category 4 and 5. That's a whole different deal. So now, the National Hurricane Center says, now, you know what? We think there are more dangerous storms out there than the Category 5, which we've considered the worst hurricane forever. Let's scare people even more by coming up with a hypothetical Category 6, a more intense hurricane, because global warming has caused the rising temperatures in the oceans, and that could bring us,
predator hurricane.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Right. Look out. So are these people crying wolf too much? I think the whole business about climate change, climate scientists who were crying wolf too much, saying, look at this, because they don't for whatever the reason, and they're selling stuff. We know that. They're selling all the things that go with what you can sell for climate change and environmental stuff and buy an electric car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because if you don't buy an electric car, we're going to have worse hurricanes and cyclones than you could possibly imagine. That's why you got to get that electric car.
It's already It's already happened in the past before history, before we even were recording any of this stuff to know, really.
Right.
But it's one of those things. Preparedness is important, and we should be alert to things, be prepared anyway. But if a hurricane is coming, that's one of the natural events that there is notice of, like, okay, it could change paths, but be prepared. Leave if you have to or if you should or any of that stuff. Where tornadoes, those pop up. There is not a lot of forewarning.
You can kind of predict
them. You have a tornado watch of, well, conditions could have a tornado. A tornado warning is like, okay, the rotation has been spotted. But when it happens, there's not weeks in advance notice of, like, hey, we're monitoring this tornado that is 600 miles away, like a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so now, if they create this Category 6, it will be described as a minimum 192-mile-an-hour wind. And that's about, that's tornadic. And, you know, the tornadoes have 200-mile-an-hour winds in as they whip around. But this is, you know, hurricanes are long-lasting. They stay in one place sometimes 4 or 5 hours, continuing to beat on wherever they are. It moves, hurricanes move pretty slowly, actually. So they, at the Hurricane Center, say they found 5 potential typhoons last year that would have met the criteria of a Category 6 typhoon, and hurricanes the same thing. So let's hope that that's, I don't know whether they use that stuff. Category 5, it starts at 157-mile-an-hour. Winds. That's where it is. So this is 192. Actually, 192 would be something to deal with, frankly. It really would be. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, guess what, boys and girls? Last year, thank you for that. How exciting is it? That's very exciting. Last year, more of you who are small donors to campaigns contributed to Donald Trump's campaign chest than contributed to Joe Biden's campaign chest. So there, Trump will be crowing about that today. The story behind the story is that Trump, every 5 minutes when he was in court, kept talking about the focus, if you will, on campaigns, campaign financing, and he uses the money to pay for his legal expenses. So for whatever the reason, hey, help yourself if that's what you want to do. They're not tax deductible. I think they, no, are they or not? I forgot about campaign contributions. No, they're not deductible.
I don't believe so.
Maybe they should be. You know, instead of all of this, here's a thought. You know, the presidential or any political campaign, I give to local folks. I don't give to national campaigns. I give to the folks that are working in my community that I think are doing a good job. I want to see them reelected, so I put my money where my mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line here is that it seems to me, you know, the whole business about campaign financing and funding and what to do with the funds is the biggest, scummiest mess, because you can pretty much do anything you want with it. And so, that, I mean, well, using the money to pay for Trump's legal expenses, doesn't that sound outrageous on the surface of it? Why would you give money to Trump's campaign knowing it was going to be used to pay his legal expenses to deal with stuff that's, you know, not anything to do with the voters?
Well, yeah, especially if it's earmarked for something else. But can you imagine he would still get money if he actually had things of, like, the GoFundMe of, hey, help support my the legal fees and all of this stuff. People, his big advocates and the big supporters would feel honored to be able to say, hey, I pitched in for his legal fees.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I don't like spending much time on that stuff. Let's keep moving. Here's the story from Florida. A mother claiming that she was at a private Christian school. Her children happened to be enrolled there. They will not, the folks running the school, will not let her park on the property because her car has a decal on it that says only fans.
This is absurd. I have seen way worse decals than something that says only fans in the school pickup line.
Well, but what are only fans? What is that? What is the, explain if you wouldn't mind, what happens on the website OnlyFans? Is it a pornography site?
Yeah, it can be. It can go as far as that. Sometimes it's more like, you know, some can be fetishes where it could be a foot thing where you're not actually exposing yourself. But there is an OnlyFans decal on this woman's car, and that's enough to.
What does she? Does that mean she performs? Is that, what is she? Is she promoting her own stuff?
I didn't see the decal. I don't know if it's like an OnlyFans with a QR code to get to her channel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just promoting OnlyFans itself. But again, I have seen way worse decals on cars, on vehicles. This is one of those. OnlyFans isn't illegal. Nobody's doing anything illegal. And if this is something that she is a part of and wants, you know, then go get it, girl.
How do the people running the Liberty Christian School know what OnlyFans is unless somebody has visited OnlyFans? Mm-hmm. Right? How do they know what it is?
Well, OnlyFans is so well known now that you don't you can know what it is without having ever gone to it. But in this instance, the woman has an OnlyFans decal, but we've heard other stories of people who've got banned from, they've been banned from the PTA because they had an OnlyFans channel, which they kept hidden in private and tried to keep away from people, and somebody found it. Well, why is nobody coming after the person who found it? Back in the day before OnlyFans, if there was somebody who maybe was an exotic dancer, and they'd get in trouble for that, and it's like, well, how did anybody know unless you went and saw them?
I'm reminded of the song that was popular in the 70s, late 60s, and early to mid-70s, Harbor Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Riley. And the story that's sung about in that song is pretty much what we're talking about here. So art imitates art, in a manner of speaking. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's hope they're going to take the Beverly Hills Cop movie that's being made and put streaming, put into the streaming. Was it Netflix, Chucker, or is it?
Yes, that's what we're going to. That's what we're going to talk about. Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. We play that Beverly Hills. You're welcome. Beverly Hills Cop theme because Netflix announced July 2nd of this year, 2024, Beverly Hills Cop 4, Axel Foley, which stars Eddie Murphy. I'd say he's a big star, no? Judge Reinhold, yeah. Josh Ashton, right. Paul Reiser, Bronson Pinchot, all returning 40 years later after the original film to do this film. And it was announced the release date on Netflix.
Ah. Now, are they not smart enough to put it in theaters? What's the matter with them?
I just read an interview with, I think, the head of programming that said, our subscribers, she's speaking of Netflix, our subscribers want to see feature films on our streaming service. Now, like when they did The Gray Man, that was a $200 million movie with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans, they put that straight to streaming, but they put it in theaters unannounced for like a week. I think they'll probably do the same to this. There'll be no marketing, no fanfare. It'll play in some theaters and then basically be a streaming product, which I think is very sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, stupid. All right, what else you have for us?
Another release date. Universal is a better one, Doug. This will play in theaters. Universal has announced a July 2nd, 2025 release for a new Jurassic Park or Jurassic World movie. David Leake, who directed Deadpool 2 and this summer's The Fall Guy, has signed on to direct. I don't know where you're going to go with this concept. I have one pitch. If I was pitching this to the studio, how's this sound? The Goonies, meets Jurassic Park. I think you go with an all-kid cast. I think you go with an all-kid cast battling dinosaurs. I think that works. I'm serious. I think that works. Anything else, I think, has been there, done that.
How about all of the children fight little dinosaurs, not big monster dinosaurs?
Mm.
Like baby dinosaurs.
Babies. I got it. Let me sleep on that one. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, here's something we talked about off air. I want to bring this up. According to reports, this is not totally movie, but he's a movie star, and he's a wrestler. According to reports, Dwayne Johnson will be the main event at WrestleMania, fighting current champ Roman Reigns. Now, I said to Jay O'Fair, Dwayne Johnson's 51 years old. Listen, it's not a big secret. This guy's a juicer, right? Is this a safe thing for him to do? Going to a really grueling match at 51 years old. I don't know, man. If I'm his advisors, I would might tell him, you got to be careful. This may not be a great idea. Have thoughts on that?
I think that because of him being roided up, I think that his systems are such that they're almost immune to being hurt, frankly, and so, or at least knowingly.
What about your heart, though?
Down the road.
I mean, what about your heart, though? I'm serious. Like, that's pretty physically intense to do at 51 years old. That's just my opinion. I wish him all the best. I think he's an awesome entertainer.
Right. So you're telling me at my age I shouldn't go into wrestling. Is that what you're telling me? I do. Wrestling.
Yeah. Well, if you wrestle better than you sing, I say go into wrestle.
Very cute. Thank you. Michael Douglas has been talking about playing Benjamin Franklin.
Really?
Apparently, he's in a new movie about Benjamin Franklin, and the reason he did it is because he wanted to see how he looked in tights. So there we go. He's on, I don't know, I didn't see the picture. Winter Television Critics Association press tour, talking about the movie that's going to be, and it's actually a limited series on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
So that ought to be an interesting
one. Hey,
Benjamin
I got
Franklin,
one.
Man in Tights. Yeah.
I got one, this day in movie history, February 6, 1981. Fort Apache, the Bronx was released in theaters with Paul Newman. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. I do remember it. Yeah, it was quite a thriller.
You cannot find that movie on any streaming service, Blu-ray, DVD.
Why?
It's what they call, I don't know, it's what they call a lost movie. Paul Newman, Ken Wahl, Ed Asner, and Danny Aiello. I thought that was a really good movie. You can't find that movie anywhere.
I think anything Danny Aiello was ever in is a good movie.
I agree.
There's something about Danny Aiello. Danny Aiello was a bus driver in Chicago. And interestingly enough, he knew, I'm now trying to think of the cop from Chicago that became an actor, Dennis Farina. Remember him?
Yes. Sure.
The two of those guys were friends. Both came from Chicago. They both decided they did extras and they were around and they were both asked to play roles in movies that were being shot in Chicago. They need a bus driver, they need a cop. And so their acting careers began in that way. I think that's fascinating, frankly.
Pretty cool story.
All right, Chuckard. Yep, talk to you tomorrow.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.